In Mariupol, they are burying their dead in mass graves. What was unimaginable 2 weeks ago is now daily life. There's no time for proper goodbyes in the southern Ukrainian city. Days of Russian shelling have killed more than 1,200 people and cut water and power supplies.
We have no gas, we are freezing, we have no food, men loot here, trees are being cut, bodies are being buried in the yards of the apartment blocks. It's so scary, we can't live like this.
Pray for Mariupol. We are being bombed from all directions. Pray for mothers with children, please. It's very hard.
And it's getting worse. Yet another attack leaves residents in this part of the city bewildered and wondering why. Russia continues to say its military is not targeting civilian areas, only Ukrainian forces or infrastructure. But no one here believes that. In the eastern city of Kharkiv, more apartment blocks and streets are shattered after another night of shelling. And over the northern city of Zhytomyr, the skies echo with a now familiar sound.
Just now there was another airstrike. A thermal electricity plant was damaged and a civilian building. Nearly all of the windows were blown out of our main hospital's biggest building and children's hospital.
The fighting has not reached western Ukraine, but most people fear that it won't be long. Outside the city of Lviv, agricultural land like this is key to the war effort.
This farm might be far behind the front lines, but the impact of this war is already being felt.
The war's created a renewed sense of duty for Petro and his family. Farms like his are essential to help feed people in the country, but he says the conflict is disrupting production.
We are concerned about how we will get seeds, fertilizer and fuel because ports are now blocked. If we have delays in receiving animal feed, for example, it will affect milk production. We need reliable supplies.
Ukrainians continue to do all they can to help each other and defend their country. But people are getting tired. They want the war to end.
The only thing I want is for this to be finished. I don't know who's guilty, who's right, who started this. Them, everyone, those people who started this. What do I feel? I just have to live on.
Dreaming about the future becomes impossible when the present is a nightmare. When people spend their days battling for survival or being forced to face their worst fears. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kulikiv, Western Ukraine.